Welcome back to the Pitch Pod. This is Jeff Stebbins in studio today with Joe Janner, who is in town. Joe, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Jeff. Glad to be a part of the show here. Looking forward to a good talk about where we're at with football in the States and in the world and everything else going around.
Yeah. How have your holidays been so far, Joe?
Been great. I mean, it's a definite shift, taking some time away from the great state of Florida to visit back, see Missouri and Kansas and all that we are here. And but yeah, holidays, how about you?
It's been good, thank you. Yeah, definitely enjoying the holiday season, but I wanted to kind of take this time as we're sitting here December 28th, right? Year's about to pass. I wanted to take a moment and kind of reflect on some things that we've seen in the football soccer world in the year 2024 as we are approaching New Year's, and some things we'll hopefully reflect on looking forward in 2025, if that works for you.
Yeah, I think it's a great time to do it. As like you said, as we get to the end of this month, the end of the year, to reflect back on some of what occurred, and then yeah, a great opportunity again to look forward to what's happening into the next year.
So I think for me, a couple things I want to mention about 2024 is I did not expect to be match day 18 Premier League. Looking at that with Liverpool at the top of the charts, Man City down in the charts. Can I get some initial feedback on that? And I, to me, that's a pretty significant moment. Who knows what's going to happen with the remainder of the season, but with where we stand now, that was a big surprise to me.
I would agree. I think most would have figured, why not again Manchester City doing what they've done the last 4 years for a fifth season, for them not to be there. Now, maybe you could have picked another club aside from Liverpool. I think that's as much of a surprise. You get a new manager, and I think everybody figured it's going to be, there's no way, you know, Klopp era's over, even with the same talent, players, you know, I don't know that they were picked to be on top. So I think that it's two ways there in a sense. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, with Klopp out also, I mean, that's a notable achievement thus far. We'll see how they do the remainder of the season. Something to look forward to. And then jumping into another league here across the pond, as they say, MLS, Joe, LA Galaxy, our buddy, Ricky Pugh, leading the team to victory MLS Cup over the New York Red Bulls. I mean, again, I did not see that coming, and I'm happy for the team, and I'm happy because Ricky Pugh really stepped up, became a great facilitator for his team, took on a leadership role. Of course, the Galaxy picked up Roos as well. That doesn't hurt. They have a really solid team all around. But can you kind of take a moment and speak to the fact that the Galaxy is back on top?
I think it's important to recognize that they are and their achievement, but it probably also needs to be mentioned that we're talking about, where's Inter Miami in there? What happened? Maybe possibly one of the bigger, at least last couple few years I can recall, sporting upsets, if you will, in a sense that Inter Miami's picked to win it. They're doing well. They're top of the table points forever, all year, to get to a match where they're knocked out and early. And I think nobody would have figured that. I mean, not good for Inter Miami, not good for the Messi, not good for the league. But all that being said, yes, I think, though, the fact that an LA Galaxy side back atop is good for the league.
Yeah, and Joe, I wanted to touch on that briefly. So, Inter Miami dominated their conference for the regular season. Is it just like maybe the team's not used to having the playoff run, like those former Barcelona players used to La Liga? Whoever wins regular season wins the title. Is that part of it? They're just not used to this playoff system? Or is it, hey, you guys have to adapt and sorry, but you didn't make it this year?
There's something to that format that is unique or different compared to a lot of other leagues, in that you've done well, you've performed, you've got the points, you're there sitting at the top of the table and everywhere else. But here, that means that you're taking home the hardware for the league. No, now you here have to then go on to win several more games in succession against other teams that are in the same position, win and go on, lose and go home. You gotta do well in multiple games in a row, and it's different. It's definitely different.
Yeah, MLS is, it's not easy, and lots of traveling, lots of playing, so it is an adjustment for those guys from overseas. And it's kind of interesting. I did see, Joe, that Inter Miami has replaced their head coach. I don't know if you saw that, but Tata is out, and they got a new guy at the helm, and Messi seems to approve. So maybe that's going to lead to some positive changes.
Well, I mean, that's funny that you mentioned Messi's approval. Was he there? I mean, was he at the meeting, the interview? I mean, wait a minute. Hold up. What does Messi think first? Why not? I could definitely see that as been a part of the conversation. Right. So sure. Good for them. They're going to go a different direction. I don't know if they had to, but at the same time they had to, and that, like we just said, they're at the top of the table and now everything's set up to win the playoff. Doesn't happen. Lot for the league to see Messi go all the way in. He's not there. That's going to mean somebody, maybe even the league, is looking like you got to do something different.
Right. And looking ahead, 2025, you know, lots of excitement there. You know, I think we could touch on a lot of different leagues looking ahead. And I'm excited to see what the MLS is going to be like this year. I know that some Midwestern clubs, especially where the ones that we're most familiar with, Sporting KC and St. Louis, both struggled last season. So I'm kind of excited to see how they do and what changes they make going ahead. Specifically with those two clubs, as I know that St. Louis has had a coaching change last season, so that's something that intrigues me.
I think there's always, that's one, maybe the aspect of the MLS that lends itself to being worthy of putting somebody's attention to the fact that, yeah, it's really, I wouldn't say everybody's league to win or trophy to acquire, but there's a lot more parity than some other leagues. That's something I think that has it going for it. That, yes, there's clubs you mentioned too, Sporting, St. Louis, City, that could very well turn around next year and be right there in the conversation, make the playoff, go all the way, be in the final, win it. Why not?
Right. And then jumping to international play, Team USA on the men's side, I want to focus on them for just a moment. Obviously, having some success, trying different things under the new coach, Pochettino. And I'm excited to see what they're going to do and what he can do to, you know, we're looking, what, a little bit over a year out from the World Cup. So I'm excited to see what he does with the squad moving forward and see what kind of progress Team USA can make. And that's something that I'm most focused on and looking forward to with their friendlies, with their cup play, with their international. I think it's going to be something to really be excited about if they continue to have success leading up to the World Cup in 2026.
They have to plan, yes, now. I mean, you're looking at a whole year plus some to get prepared for the World Cup, but with them in the unique situation of already making that competition, they're going to have to be creative in how they go about setting up competitions that are going to lend themselves to being beneficial to both individual players, opportunities to look at the selections, but also how they're going to play under Pochettino to be successful, to be competitive going to the World Cup, because it's a little bit different if they were involved in qualifiers and we're having to build and really understand who's going to be there and who can consistently perform in certain situations. Mm-hmm. Maybe this match means a lot and they got to be in that and they got to gain that experience. Now they don't really have that so much. Now, CONCACAF Champions Cup, yes, maybe, but it'll be interesting how they do there. I think it's still early. And, you know, I would be interested to see what they're going to do as far as setting up specific friendlies with clubs. I would see if they can. I don't know what they are allowed to do or what they are not. In a sense, like, go out there and get a couple top-tier European clubs that they play. Go out there and get a couple top-tier South American clubs. Mix in some other different-styled clubs from countries that may present themselves with a challenge so that they're well-prepared going to the World Cup to have seen lots of different styles and a higher level of competition other than just getting ready and just getting out there. Because I think that's what's going to make a difference.
Yeah, I think you make some really good points there. as far as choosing their competition and building up for it. Yeah. And I will say, I've been really impressed personally with Pochettino. We've mentioned this, but with his flexibility, building role players with the younger guys. And honestly, it's nice to have a manager who is, you know, you can tell he's the one in charge. He's the one dictating what's going to happen, as opposed to maybe outside influences or a little too much influence from certain players. So that to me is something to be excited about as a fan of U.S. soccer, is this guy seems to be at the helm of his own squad, and he's going to make the decisions, better or worse. He's going to make the decisions moving ahead, and I can't wait to see what they do in 25 and as we approach 26.
Looking forward to it, for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Joe, thank you for joining us at the Pitch Pod. And any special plans? Are we going to see you on TV for Times Square as the ball drops? Or what's going on?
You know, Joe, it's always been on my list. Yes, to be there. It's not going to happen going to there. Now, we're still 3 days out. Things can change, as we say. So if I am going to be out there, I will be sure to let you know and our listeners and our followers know to look out for me there on Times Square when the ball drops. Yes.
All right. Well, perfect. Well, hopefully everyone has a fun New Year's. Stay safe. And as always, thank you for joining the Pitch Pod. Till next time.